Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Alright, well Elsie, in day one of our article, we learned about Wart, a young boy with no parents.
Wart likes to go on adventures, and one day, while he's walking in the woods, he meets Merlin.
Alright, well, Merlin has magic powers and can see into the future.
Oh, in fact, he sees something special about Wart, and he makes Wart an offer.
And here's what that offer is. Merlin wants to teach Wart about magic, and Wart agrees.
So to teach Wart about magic, Merlin changes him into different animals.
Exactly. Now, what will happen in this fun story? We are going to find out more and about which animals Wart gets to be. Let's learn about it today.
The Sword in the Stone.
Wart spends time living as an ant, a bird, and a fish. These experiences teach him to see the world in a different way. He becomes wiser and gets a sense of justice. One day, the King of England dies. The king didn't have any known children during his life. So people are confused and waiting for their next leader. Then a stone with a sword in it magically appears in town. Next to it, there is a sign. It reads, "If you take out this sword, you'll become the King of England."
Ant. A line of ants walked into the kitchen to look for food. A line of ants walked into the kitchen to look for food. Way. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions. Stone. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it. Appear. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street.
认识智慧.
A sense of justice. Sword.
All right, today's article just gets straight into the animals, so it's pretty exciting. It says, Wart spends time living as an ant, a bird, and a fish.
Ant, bird, and fish. Wow, spend time, 是花时间. 那花时间做某件事情, spend time doing something. For example, yesterday, I spent 2 hours studying.
Wow.
昨天晚上花2个小时读书. 那回到文章呢,我们说到 Wart 花时间当 ant, bird, and fish. So bird 是鸟, fish 是鱼. What about ant?
That is a good question, and it is one of our word power words today. So let's find out. Ant is a very easy word to spell. Spelled A-N-T, ant. And it's a noun. Let's find out what an ant is. Okay, we are talking about the word ant. An ant is a very small insect that lives in a very large group. Now, ants work together to find and carry food back to their nest where a queen lives. They often make tunnels that can go very deep in the ground, but sometimes you might just see them eating the food in your kitchen. Ugh. Here's an example sentence. A line of ants walked into the kitchen to look for food.
A line of ants walked into the kitchen to look for food.
Ant 就是蚂蚁啦。那我们的例句说呢，一列蚂蚁 a line of ants 走进厨房寻找食物。
So back to the article.
Mm-hmm.
Marlin turns Wart into an ant, mm-hmm. a bird, and a fish.
That's right. Now he does this for a certain reason. It says here in the article, mm-hmm. these experiences teach him to see the world in a different way. Now if you were an ant, you definitely would not think the same thing as a human.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. So he is learning to see the world in a different way. Now way is a noun. It's spelled W-A-Y, another very easy word to spell, way. Let's find out what this word means.
Here we're using the word way to talk about how someone does something or sees something or uses something. Lots of things like that. Or how they usually act or appear to other people. Now, we often use this word with the word in. Like this, the mother spoke to her child in a soft way. So we know that she's not shouting. That's a loud way. Here's an example sentence. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions.
Way 这个字呢，在文章中解释为方法或方式。那例句说呢 ，Tom 知道一个回答这些数学问题的好方法。那 way 还有另外一个解释哦，是道路的意思。比如说 ，on the way to 后面加上地方，就是到某处的路上，或者是 on the way home， 那就是回家的路上。For example。On my way home yesterday,、mm-hmm. I saw a dead ant.
Oh, no.
昨天我回家路上我看到一只死蚂蚁。好，那文章里面用什么呢？文章里面用到 in a different way, 代表的就是呢以不同的方式。那当不同的动物的这些经验可以教它教 Wart, 以不同的方式看世界。
Mm-hmm. Now, we might know what happens.When you learn about the world in different ways. And one of those things is, it says here, he, that's Wart, becomes wiser and gets a sense of justice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Justice, 这个名词呢是公平正义。所以 a sense of justice 就是正义感。
Mm-hmm.
那 Wart 经历这些事情之后呢他变得更有智慧 he's wiser, 而且也有了正义感。
That's right. So when you're wise, you know a lot about the world and、
yeah.
the people around you,、
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so it seems like Merlin is a very good tutor and Wart is a very good student. But we are going to move to a different part of the story here to find out what happens to someone else.
Okay.
It says, one day, the King of England dies.
Oh, 有一天呢英国国王去世了。
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, remember, he's an English boy, and、
yeah.
so he lives in England.、
Mm-hmm.
And in England, back then, in the story, they had a king. Okay? So it says here, the king didn't have any known children during his life.
Known 这个字呢它是一个过去分词作为形容词用的用法解释为知道的。那它是谁的过去分词呢是 know 的过去分词。我们说 know, knew, known. 那国王在世的时候大家知道他是没有孩子的。
Mm-hmm.
He has no known children.
That's right. So he could have children, but he doesn't know about them.
He doesn't know.
They're not known. All right. So it says here in the article, so people are confused.And waiting for their next leader. Because when a king dies, usually a son or a daughter becomes the next king or queen, right?
But he has no daughters, no sons.
Exactly. So people are confused. They don't know what's going to happen.
Confused, 这个形容词呢是感到困惑的。所以没有继承王位的人大家都会觉得很困惑。并且在等待下一位继承人的出现。So who's gonna be the next king?
Well, we don't know yet, but something else is going to happen in the story.、
Mm-hmm.
It says, then a stone with a sword in it magically appears in town.
What?
Yeah, so there's a lot of magic in this story, Elsie. And we are going to learn more about this sword.And we also learned that the sword is in a stone.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, stone is one of our word power words. It is a noun. It's spelled S-T-O-N-E, stone. Let's find out what it is. Okay, let's talk about the noun stone. Stone is a hard substance that can be found in the earth. It's often used to build things. And of course, if you ever see a rock, that rock might be made of stone. Now, stone can be a countable noun and an uncountable noun. So when we talk about the hard substance, like in this definition, it's uncountable. But you can also just have a small stone. And in that way, it's kind of just like saying a small rock. Here's an example sentence. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it.
Stone 这个字呢是石头或是石块的意思。那例句说啊，一个坏男孩朝窗户丢石头，砸破了窗户。Please don't throw stones at windows or people.
No, that's not a very nice thing to do.
文章呢说到 a stone with a sword in it appears.、Mm-hmm. A stone with a sword in it、mm-hmm. 代表是有一颗石头，里面有剑。它剑这个字呢要注意它的发音哦。它拼作 sword， 可是 w 不发音，我们念作 sword.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the word appears?
Another good question.Another word power word. Appear is a verb. It's spelled A-P-P-E-A-R, appear. Let's find out what this one means. Let's talk about the verb appear. Something that appears shows up in a place when it wasn't there before. So before there was no stone, now there is a stone. Or appear could mean to start to exist or become real.Now, this often happens suddenly or when people don't expect it to happen. Here's an example sentence. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street.
Appear 这个动词呢是出现，那它的过去式或过去分词呢，我们在字尾加上 ed 就可以了，它是一个规则变化，念作 appeared。那我们说呢，例句讲到当一只大狗出现在黑暗的街道的时候 ，Jane 感到很害怕。那出现是 appear， 消失我们说 disappear，、mm-hmm. 只要在 appear 的前面加上 dis 就可以了。Disappear 就是不见的意思。那文章说到呢，时钟剑神奇的出现了、mm-hmm. ，magically appears.
That's right. Now we know why this story is called The Sword in the Stone.、
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a stone in the town, and in the stone is a sword. But we also learn what's next to it. It says here, next to it, there is a sign.
Next to something 是在某物的旁边。所以在时钟剑的旁边有一个 sign 叫做告示、mm-hmm. What does the sign say?
Okay, well, it says in the article, it reads, If you take out this sword, you'll become the king of England.
Wow、
mm-hmm.
It reads 就等于 it says 也就是告示说说什么呢如果你拿出这支剑你将会变成英国的国王、
mm-hmm. Do you think you could do it?
I would give it a try.
You would try.、Mm-hmm. I would probably try too, but remember, stone is very hard, so you have to be pretty strong or pretty special to get that sword out of it.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this is where we're going to end our article、What? Today. Uh-huh. At the best part, that means you have to come back and hear more about our story tomorrow.But we're not finished yet. We have our magic box, and then we'll be right back here for review time.
Hello everyone, this is Celine. There is a table next to me, and there's a light above my head. 英文里有很多介系词可以用来表达两个人或物在位置上相对的位置。像我刚刚说，有一个桌子在我的旁边 ,there's a table next to me. 有一盏灯在我的头顶 ,there's a light above my head.我们再看看这边有什么，有一顶帽子在桌子下面。There's a hat under the table. 这些 under, on, above, next to, in 等等的，这些都是地方介系词，后面接名词来表示位置。好了，那你有没有听过人家把地方介系词摆在前面呢？例如我刚刚说 ，There is a hat under the table. 我们也可以稍微更改一下顺序，把 under the table 摆在最前面，所以整句话就会变成 under the table there is a hat。这样的说法可以强调位置哦。那例如你想要强调这个海里有一条美人鱼，美人鱼是 mermaid， 我们就可以说 under the sea there is a mermaid。Under the sea, there is a mermaid. 或者是我们可以来换个介系词，譬如说山里有只老虎，这句话我们要怎么把介系词摆在前面呢？我们可以说 In the mountains, there is a tiger. In the mountains, there is a tiger. 那来考考各位啦，如果我们要说森林里有一座城堡，这句话的英文又该怎么说呢？
The answer is, there is a castle in the forest, or in the forest, there is a castle.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, welcome back to review time. We have a bit of a new activity for me today.
Rhyming.
It's a rhyming activity. Now, I love rhymes. Do you love rhymes?
Yeah.
Do you like to write poems?
I'm not good at it.
Do you like to read poems?
Yeah, a little bit.
Have lots of rhymes. All right, well...The rhyming game today is we are going to say some words, and you have to tell us which word power word rhymes with the words we're saying.
Okay? Okay, 所以等一下会听到一些字，那你要找出来到底这些字跟我们哪一个单字是互相有押韵的。
Okay, you go first, Elsie. I'm going to guess the word.
All right, the first one. Cone.
Cone, okay.
Zone.Bone.
Oh, I see what
Bone.
You're going with here. You're saying own words.
Own.
And we only have one own word in today's article, and that's stone.
Good job. Now, stone.
Remember that st that we learned in day one?
Own.
That's right. Okay, I've got one. Ready?
Yeah.
Ear. Near.
Near.
Ear.
Ear.
Fear.
Fear.
Gear.
Appear.
That's right. Now, this one's a little bit different. It has two syllables. Appear.
Appear.
But we only need to rhyme the second syllable, right?
对，我们只押第二个音节的声音哦。
Exactly. Okay, you do one for me.
Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
Grant.
Okay.
Rant.
Rant.
Pant.
Can't. I know what you're saying here. The syllable you're rhyming is ant.
Ant.
And that is one of our word power words today. Okay, we've got one more.
Okay.
Here we go. May.
May.
Pay.
Pay.
Say.
Say.
Lay.
Lay.
Day.
Day. A.
That's right. Okay. Very good. All right. There are a lot more words in that article. You guys can find words that rhyme with them, too. We are all out of time for today, so we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
The Sword in the Stone.
Wart spends time living as an ant, a bird, and a fish.These experiences teach him to see the world in a different way. He becomes wiser and gets a sense of justice. One day, the King of England dies. The king didn't have any known children during his life. So people are confused and waiting for their next leader. Then, a stone with a sword in itmagically appears in town. Next to it, there is a sign. It reads, If you take out this sword, you'll become the King of England.
Ant. A line of ants walked into the kitchen.To look for food. A line of ants walked into the kitchen to look for food. Weigh, weigh. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions. Tom knows a good way to answer these math questions. Stone, stone. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it. A bad boy threw a stone at the window and broke it. Appear, appear. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street. Jane felt scared when a big dog appeared in the dark street.
认识智慧
A sense of justice. Sword.